All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. So to myth number 98, learning today is sponsored by Regina Koenig, a member of her father, Chaim Yehuda ben Mordechai, Tehinish Masatura Batura Chaim, and for Fu Shlema for Shira Bas Tavor Leia. Okay, we'll finish the little music series over here, and finally we'll get to music during Sfira. Got to get it before Lag BaOmer, otherwise it probably irrelevant. Okay, so is one allowed to listen to music during Lag BaOmer? You got to go back and listen to the two ago if you can listen to music ever. Assuming you can listen to music ever for the kulas that we presented. So what about during Sfira? It is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. There is no Isser in the Shulchan Aruch of listening to music during Sfira. Again, that makes sense because the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion you can never really listen to music. So you don't have to mention it during Sfira. The Mishnah Brura does not quote music, but he does mention dancing, quoting the Magen Avraham. In Tav Tzadi Gimel Gimel, the Mishnah Brura says, Lasos Rikudim Mecholos Nohagu Isser, to dance is usher during Sfira. Still no mention of music, meaning, obviously that means, presumably there's music, what are you dancing to? So that whole Indian is usher, but what if you're just listening to music and there's no dancing? So there, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Tav Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis, the Kol Shekein She'asher L'Zamer B'Klei Zemer, Kol Shekein, if dancing is usher, then certainly listening to music, and presumably all types of music, would be usher. Okay, so again, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the more contemporary poskim, and others mention it as well. So that being said, what kind of music is usher? What kind of music could we listen to? Live music. Live music across the board, it's pretty accepted it is usher during the Sfira. What about recorded music? So what is the status of recorded music? There's basically three different approaches. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Or HaChaim Chelek Al Kuf Samech Vav says that recorded music, and again, he's talking about music during the year, not during Sfira. But he does mention Sfira at the end. We'll get to it. Recorded music of instruments is the same as live music. It's just the recording is what you would be listening to live. We treat it the same manner. Therefore, instrumental recorded music would be usher, but a cappella would be mutter, because the Ramah holds, the Shulchan Aruch even says, that to listen to just regular singing without instruments is mutter, as long as there's no drinking involved. That's during the rest of the year. So Rav Moshe says, so since instruments are usher, a cappella is mutter, so recorded instruments is usher, recorded a cappella is mutter. People are lenient during the year that they even listen to recorded music. He says, during Sfira, you should buckle down and certainly treat this Isser, because it's an especially sad time of mourning. So that's Rav Moshe. Then there are two extremes. One extreme we also quoted two times ago, the Chalkas Yaakov, who says that all recordings are okay, because when the Takana of no music was made, there was no concept of a radio or electronic devices, MP3s, CD players, so it wasn't part of the Takana. We can't add on to the Takana. So Mimela, to listen to an instrument live, usser. But to listen to a recording, no one ever said that's usser, and we can listen to that. The Chalkas Yaakov, Yaakov Reish, is a Das Yachid. Again, he's talking about during the year. Question about if you can even apply that to Sfira, as Rav Arye Leibowitz points out in the article, yes. So, I don't know. It's out there, and it could be understood to be Matirit, but it is an independent Das Yachid, and it's questionable, like I said, if it could even be applied to Sfira, but it's out there. That recording was just never part of the Takana. That's a Chalkas Yaakov. So even musical recording would be okay. On the flip side, we have the Piskei Tshuvos quotes a number of opinions. The Shudas Nidbru over Binyamin Zilber, Shevet Alevi, Tzitzel Yezer, and they all say that not all recorded music for sure is a problem, but even recorded a cappella is worse than live a cappella, because live a cappella, you're listening to human voices. That's okay. A recording of a cappella is more similar to an instrument than a human voice, because, the same way an instrument makes an artificial sound, so a recording, a radio is playing an artificial sound. That's not a human being. It's creating this noise. It's like an instrument of sorts. You can't listen to instruments, so therefore you can't listen to any recording of singing either, because even a cappella is more akin to an instrument when it's being played over a device. So those are the three different versions of recording. Either it is what it is, it's the same as live. It's better, the Chalkas Yaakov says, because it's not part of Zakana, or it's worse because even a cappella turns into like an instrument. And there are different opinions, it depends how you fall. I think many follower of Moshe, that middle approach, that we don't listen to recorded music, but we would listen to a recorded a cappella, probably should factor in the kind of a cappella that we're listening to. Okay, there are some additional kulas that are quoted. You go to the Halachapedia page on the Piskei Tshuvos, they all quote, first of all, someone who is playing an instrument for the sake of learning for Parnassa, that's mutter, because that's not about simcha, that's just about your job. So you'd be allowed to, take guitar lessons if it was for the sake of Parnassa. Rav Belsky is quoted in Halacha PDS saying that when you're working out, if it's more just like, you know, push you in your workout, not to enjoy it, but it helps you exercise, then that would be mutter. It's quoted by Rav Belsky in Halacha PDS. What if it's slow music? What if it's, you know, because the Mishnah Berurah opens up this whole discussion with dancing. So it has no association with dancing. It's slow, sadder, more mellow music. So if Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg and others would allow that. Rav Belsky says specifically if like you're like down in the dumps, if Schefter had a tshuva last year, whenever, you know, during the lockdown and pandemic, if people were especially down, they could listen to music. So if it's coming from that perspective, perhaps, you know, slow music, even instrumental could be allowed. All these are debatable. They're kulas to rely on, but the finer points, like I said, they're definitely kulas you could come up with. Rav Arlieb, it's also quotes Rav Willig, who generally speaking, Rav Willig says, we shouldn't listen to music the whole year. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But we're mekel, because like I said before, people are down and depressed and we need to pick me up. So if it's true during the year, it could be true during Sefirah too if you really need it like that. That being said, we shouldn't take this time period lightly. It is a period of avelos, and to whatever extent that music brings us joy, you know, for a few weeks in the year, it's probably kedai to try to refrain from that, to recognize the seriousness of the time period.